Well,
correct?
only I'm yes. objecting only if it comes down to that the committee only asks this and the PNB wouldn't be asking the same question.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
I believe that, you know, when we go to the step that is the PNB questions, I don't think that anything will prevent have a similar question. But I think that it's important for us to know at the beginning if the candidates have any, what they think about the mission. I mean, for us, I believe that it's very important that we ask this question. That doesn't preclude the PNB for us, whatever, you know, PNB decide to ask then.
Jim Brown.
Janet Kim.
I think that if we ask this question ourselves and then the PNB asks that question, it would only broaden our understanding of what this person's vision is and what this person sees in himself as a candidate in this position.
Okay, Janet Kay.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering whether maybe as far as a process goes, we would determine when we go over these questions which ones the personnel committee would ask, but then after that to kind of explore which of them the whole PNB might want to ask of these and deal with that separately.
Right, because the PNB will vote on what they want to ask.
Right.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. So do you have current obligations or business activities? We already did that one. Okay.
We did.
Number seven. That's number seven, which now says, do you have current business or contractual obligations or activities which might interfere with your position as CFO? That was dealt with at our last meeting. Number seven is how would you deal
number
with
eight.
A staff member who...
Number eight.
Pardon?
Number eight.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's number eight, but we deleted number four, so I renumbered. But anyway, the new number seven. How would you deal with a staff member who reports to you who repeatedly fails to meet goals? Okay, no objection to that one? Okay. Number nine, the new number eight, what leadership skills do you have to put together a team of professionals in this non-traditional environment? That's a mouthful. Anyone?
Yeah, but I Adriana?
Yeah, go ahead.
I believe that is really a good question because... I think we want somebody that will be able, in this really non-traditional environment, to organize and be a team leader for, you know, we have business managers in different units. I think that is a very important one, to see how they see themselves.
Janet, okay.
Yes, Janet?
I agree. However, I'm just, you know, kind of a nit. Instead of this non-traditional environment. Non-traditional environment.
Why?
Because they might not. They might not know what this non-traditional environment really would look like.
Can you repeat the two things?
Replacing this with in that, you know, before the non-traditional environment. And so they might have skills that they, you know, think that they would have in a particular non-traditional environment, but not necessarily specific as non.
Well, Janet, I don't really think you can hide it for more than 10 minutes. I don't mind saying this.
Janet,
is one of a kind, believe me.
Janet, hold on a second. Lawrence is next on the stack, and then we'll get you. Janet,
Yeah, thank you. So I don't feel somewhat comfortable with that question, because why is it for us to really put ourselves out there and say this is a non-traditional environment when we're asking this person to conduct himself as a professional chief financial officer? I think it makes it somewhat non-professional, you know, the question. Yeah. So I think Dan, the question needs to be a little bit more professional.
Juliana?
Okay. Janet Coleman was trying to get on the set, and then Janet K.
And Adriano?
Janet C., Janet K., and Adriano.
I already interrupted in my horrible, rude fashion. Lawrence persuaded me that I was wrong.
Janet K.? Yeah, so in line with what Lawrence said, I would think putting up non-traditional environment would be better than this. But I don't know what Lawrence would prefer, whether to eliminate this question or reword it. But I am informed by what Lawrence has said.
Okay. Should I answer that, Chair? Okay.
Wait, I'm going to hear Adriana, and then we'll get back to you, Lawrence. Adriana?
Yes. I personally, I don't believe that what we are saying, we are talking about professionals, and the environment where professionals work are different. The reality is we are non-traditional environment, because I don't remember ever having close to a, or being close to a corporation, profit or not profit, that have this kind of environment. But I don't believe that it's more or less professional. I think it's not the normal, the conventional one is in a corporate office. You know, you have the CFO and the accounting people all together in a room with a very clear delimited task. That is the traditional environment. I think that what we are talking is, I don't take it like a pejorative way to say it. It's totally, I expect a total professional relationship, but really the environment is totally different. It's not what normally people work.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Am I still there? Okay.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did anybody hear what I said or not?
Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Okay. And then Lawrence?
Yeah, so this is what I mean, is that I don't know how much more non-professional the salary that this person is going to get is not, you know, commensurate with salaries of other non-profit corporations. Unfortunately, we are a corporation. We're a non-profit corporation. And as such, I think we should, you know, put ourselves out there that we are a nonprofit corporation, because according to the California Corporation Code, we are a nonprofit corporation. So to promote ourselves as it's not, which, you know, I know what you're saying. I completely understand what you're saying. But we're going to be paying this person a salary that it's pretty much along the same lines as maybe or maybe not other nonprofit corporations. But, you know, we're depending on him or her providing a service that is completely professional. So that's why I'm not comfortable with the non-traditional environment, you know.
Yeah, this is Lydia. So I think that question is very appropriate for an executive director, for a general manager. I don't know that it's as appropriate for the CFO. They basically, the accounting department, yes, the CFO has to adjust to our boards and whatever, but I'm not sure. I would like to leave that question out for the moment and think about it.
Janet K.
point of information? I've been kind of persuaded by Lauren. Right now, I'm kind of inclined to lose that. Okay, Janet?
So, Lawrence, were you meaning to say, or did you, is what you said, does it conclude in that you think that this question should not be included?
Well, do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I thought I was on mute. Should it be, if it's not included, then it should be reworded somehow. To make the same point, but to not really, you know, put ourselves out there that we're, you know, this non-traditional environment, which is not along the same lines in the spirit of other nonprofit corporations that I've been exposed to.
Okay. Does anyone have any objection to leaving that question for later, if we have time, and if not, we can deal with it at the next meeting because we're not interviewing anyone before by the 28th. So we can give it some thought?
You know, this is just Jose Luis. I like that question because I think if people should know what they're getting into, and I think Janet Coleman's correct. They'll probably know within 2 minutes, 5 minutes of an interview, but we should give them heads up.
Can
okay.
we vote?
May I?
Pardon?
Janet.
Pardon? Janet K.
What?
Lawrence,
go ahead,
to the
Janet.
I move that we vote on whether to remove this for now or to consider this question later.
Adrian?
Okay.
Lawrence to the SAC, I'd like to provide a substitute to that.
To what Janet just said?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So I just didn't simply like us to put it aside, give it some thought. That's
okay.
How we may possibly reword it or keep it.
Okay. So how does that work? Because Janet's motion was just to vote on that. So, okay, Adriana?
Okay, what do you want to do? I think that it's very important, the question. Have to do specifically talk about the character of the foundation, the nonprofit that we are on. And I don't know why we have problem with the non-traditional environment. Because it's exactly what we are. And it's a nice way to describe a nicer that reality to describe how our foundation is. I think that is so appropriate, the question. You know, if somebody expects to come like a CPA and sit in an office, I have five or six employees, and be in such a hierarchy that is so clear, obviously they will take this totally wrong. Our
okay.
reality
so,
is totally different.
Okay, so the questions I think that we have to vote on here is, number one, whether to put it aside. Number two, if we decide not to put it aside till later, then we decide whether to amend this with A instead of this non-traditional environment, A non-traditional environment. So those the questions we're dealing with. So the first one affects the others. So can we have a vote on whether to put this aside till later, that one question? In other words, you're pulling it out of kind of a consent calendar. Diana, can you call the roll on that question?
Yes. Jose Luis Fuentes?
I vote that we don't put it off.
No.
Okay. So let's just call it, that was a motion, my recommendation was a motion to postpone, so.
That's why it's no. Okay.
Right.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Lidia Brazón?
Half.
we have 4 questions left. Lidia Brazón.
Okay. I still pass. Keep going.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Liliana Casney votes no. Robert Mark.
I'm going to abstain. It really doesn't matter to me.
Janet Coleman.
I also feel so strongly about it that I will abstain.
Okay. Celine Roberts. Okay. Jim Brown.
I said yes.
Yes. Benito Diaz is not here. Janet, well, here. Lydia, you pass.
Okay, I'll vote yes.
Okay. We have 4 yes. We have 2 no's. And we have 2 abstentions.
So we're going to postpone. I didn't say till when, but I think I originally had said if we have time at the end of the meeting. I don't think we will. But we have time. We can get to this later. Okay, so number 10. How do you go about training board members with limited or no financial background? Any objection to that? Good.
Wow, that's heavy duty.
What? What did you say?
Sorry. I mean, that's a real heavy duty question.
Okay, number, the old number 11, new number 10, our outside auditor issued a going, this was 2012, so at that time we had 2 consecutive going concerns. So this is no longer that current, so we have to think about it, but it reads, our outside auditor first of all, that should be independent. Auditor issued a concern alert for 2 consecutive years. What would you recommend to the leadership of Pacifica to rectify the situation? It's not a wrong statement. It's just an out-of-date statement because we have not received a going concern the last 2 years. Anyway, anyone?
Janet Kay?
Yes.
I don't know, maybe remove just the going concern. Issued alerts for 3 consecutive years or 2, I don't know. But just, well, I don't know if alerts is the appropriate word either. But anyway, I'm sorry, I'm thinking out loud.
No, that's right. I would recommend that we postpone it until we review those the letters that the auditor last issued so that we can come up with accurate wording. Is there any objection to that?
Or so moved. Someone? So moved.
Okay.
We any would put 3 consecutive years then.
Pardon?
We will have then the word, we will change the word 2 for 3 consecutive years.
No, because the
I know. I'm sorry. It was like a joke. I said, if we wait, we have a.
No. And it hinges on the definition of going concern alert. It had little to do with what was just an interpretation by the 2 auditors that differed. Okay, what are the advantages to having a lockbox for the Pacifica Foundation? Anyone?
It's Janet Kay.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think it's a good question, except it's very, very, very specific, kind of a detail kind of thing. And I would like us to consider the 2 questions that I wanted to add and put this one as an additional question if we have time.
Right, we're not there yet. Okay, so, but
Robert,
I would ask, yes, Robert?
Yeah, it's my understanding, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but that the auditors had recommended lockboxes. And as a result, the PMB passed a policy saying there would be lockboxes, and in fact, there are. So while this might have been an issue when we last hired a CFO, I don't know whether it's really pertinent to the process at this point. And, you know, I would suggest that we just remove the question altogether.
That's what I was going to say next. because from what I know, all of the stations now have lockboxes. I could be wrong, but from what I've heard on the finance committee, but I could... But regardless, if we're missing one, it's not the question for the CFO anymore because it's a matter of policy.
Point of information.
Okay. Go ahead, Janet.
So, Robert, are you, you said I would recommend, are you basically moving to remove this?
Well, either I or Lydia move that, I guess.
No, Lydia can't move.
I second.
Is there any objection to removing that item?
I have a question. Jim Brown.
Who is that?
Jim Brown.
Oh, Jim. Yeah, go ahead.
Do we have the question there to find out what this person thinks about the use of a lockbox, or are we just saying since we don't need it, don't need a lockbox or using a lockbox in a different way? Are we just trying to find out what this guy thinks about, what this person thinks about lockboxes for the foundation?
Yeah, this was not practiced. This was in 2012.
Yeah.
Since then, we have passed motions that make it part of our practice, and we have lockboxes. So that's what we're kind of saying. It's moot, so their opinion doesn't matter since it's a matter of a recommendation from the auditor that's been implemented by the board.
Okay.
And finance. So there's no objection. Is there any objection to removing that? Okay. It's removed. Thank you very much. And okay. So now we're at the old 13, new 11, I think, by my count. If you were hired, when could you start? And then
Janet
number
Kay.
Four. Okay, Janet Kay.
Well, again, that's one.
Hello?
Oops.
Janet Kay? Can anyone hear me?
Yes,
I can hear you.
Yes. Janet Kay? Can anyone hear Janet?
No.
Janet Kay, we can't hear you. And if the system dropped her, she won't be able to get back on. The voice of experience over here. Okay, well, we'll put that aside in case she doesn't get back on because we're almost at adjournment time. But we do have two more questions from her. And then, do you have any questions of us? I think that's pretty standard. No one has any objections to that?
Hello? I can hear you, Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Hello?
Are you back?
Can people hear me
back
now?
Yes.
Can people
yes
hear Janet now? Okay. Great. Whatever happened, mysterious.
Okay. So what happens if you were hired, when could you start? You had an objection?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, this is something that would be, again, a question that the whole PMB would want to ask, I think. But, I mean, it's, I don't know if that's appropriate for the personnel committee to ask.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to including this in the personnel committee question? That's the question.
Adriana?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes.
Oh.
I believe that it's so important that when we select the candidates, you know, we need to have a clue if they can start. We need it the fastest possible. I think that for us, if somebody is telling us that couldn't start in 2 months, obviously would not be a good situation for us. I mean, for us, it's basic to know that. But I believe that before that, we need to add, Janet, you have two questions that you have before that you want us to include. Shouldn't
right,
be
but
like...
No, we have one more. We have,
okay.
We have
okay.
two more questions, and then we'll get to Janet. Okay, so... okay, is there any objection to having this in the group of questions asked by this committee? Okay, hearing none, that stays. Do you have any questions of us? Does anyone have any objections to that question? Okay, hearing none, let's go on to Janet Kay. Would you like to repeat your two questions.
And I reset them. Can you hear me?
Yes, we see them.
Okay. What is your experience preparing budgets and working with multiple interrelated budgets? And I think that this is something that is really important for us to know about our who the future CFO would be, especially the multiple interrelated budgets, because we probably.
I'm here.
Janet? Okay, she's gone again. Okay, so this is a.
Yeah.
Hello? Janet, are you back? Okay, so my comment is that it needs to be, I support the concept. I think it needs to be wordsmithed a little bit because I think you either have to explain budgets from multiple units as they're integrated into a single budget or however you want to rephrase it. But right now, that question, interrelated budget, I know it's not inaccurate, but it's better if we explain we have, you know, the five units and each one has their budget, so you don't have to go into a lot of words. But I would like to see that rewarded personally, and I'd like to see that postponed. But I don't object to it. I think the budgetary issue is an important one. Anybody else?
Yep. Ms. Robert.
Yeah, go ahead, Robert.
I think that it should read integrated multi-divisional budgets. I think that's the way that the bean counter might understand it.
Multi-divisional?
Yes.
Integrated multi-divisional.
Pardon? Who said something?
I think that Robert said, I heard integrated multi-divisional budget.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is there any objection to that wording? There's an amendment. Okay. Then that goes in as the new number something, the new number 12, I think. Okay, so next is what has your experience been with nonprofit audits and tax filings? Any objection to that question? Okay, wow. So we just postponed, I think, one question ultimately. No, two, I think. Two questions. So we're doing good, and we'll deal with those next week. And I will try to upload these resumes, because I see that Otis has sent us our code. And I will try to upload these to that site so everyone can see them. Okay? Is there anything else? Because I think our time is up for the meeting. Anything else?
Let me ask you, should we put these two, like 11 and 12, and then we have 13, the one that it is, and 14, the way that it is? I mean, the last two with the modification will be the new 11 and 12, right?
I don't know. I lost track of the numbers.
I thought it would be 12 and 14. But I may be wrong. I may be wrong.
I'm not doing the numbering.
That's okay. We can deal with that next time.
Yeah. Okay, terrific. Thank you so much. Anybody else have anything before we adjourn? Otherwise, we'll see everyone on the tour. We'll be back on the call on the 28th, and hopefully we won't have the technical problems with the phone.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
We need to wait for Otis, right, to be able to start reviewing, you to load in the info that you have and for us to check in, right? We need to wait for that.
No, he's already done that.
I just sent it. If anybody did not receive, it comes from
no reply@kpftx.org,
and it says CMB system. So
well, I don't have it.
Huh? I know, but I'm saying if you don't have the contact.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Janet K., point of personal privilege.
Oh, and Janet C., point of personal
right.
privilege.
So,
that.
So for the last 5 or so minutes, I, Janet C., and Jose Luis were dropped off the call without, you didn't know that, but we were not able to speak. And
right.
or be heard. And I have a couple of things I wanted to say that I couldn't be heard on.
Okay. And may I just ask for my personal, my point of personal privilege is I must take another call and get off now, okay? I'll try to get back.
You won't be able to get back. We're going
to. I won't be able to get back. Then I'll have to call. Then I'll have to take my call on another line and just mute this one for a while and be back when I can. Okay.
Okay. Fine. Go ahead, Janet K. Janet K. Janet K. Okay, so I think we have.
Got dropped off again. May
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you're there, but
Janet,
now I have.
Kay.
Now I have to stay here. Okay. Well.
All right. Whatever.
I'll just put
Janet
my Kay, phone somewhere.
Okay. Can I just say one thing? Quick, it's not a big deal. May I?
Please. Yes.
All right,
please.
And I also don't. I don't. I'm not sure what you all decided, but with the question about preparing budgets and working, blah, blah, blah. Robert, I believe, improved it by saying a multi-divisional, but it's not integrated. It's interrelated multi-divisional budgets. I think Adriana said integrated, but it's interrelated.
Okay, so
division of budgets. And what was decided on that one?
We accepted integrated, and I say that since our time is up, we should postpone that as well because I agree with that, and so this will be a discussion. And
what happened with the other question, the nonprofit audit and tax filing?
Yes, that was accepted.
Okay. Great, thank you.
Okay.
Point of
okay.
information before we leave?
Yes, go ahead.
I want the Robert Mark amendment, please, in writing. I mean, this is getting so confused. I want just one sentence that is the one that we vote on, or we postpone that. It's up to you, but I want the whole motion in writing.
Robert, can you do that, or you want me to do it?
I can do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think we are now adjourned, and I'll see everyone on the 20th, which doesn't mean we can't communicate in between. I know, you know, we're all kind of overwhelmed. I think once we start looking at the resumes, it might stimulate some thinking about questions that we might have overlooked, or we might want to include, or we might want to delete, or whatever. So none of this is set in stone until we finish the questions we have postponed and then vote on them as a whole and move on from there. Okay, so on the 28th, we will already have seen, I think, a good handful of resumes. And then we can decide then, finish up these questions and decide then if we want to start interviewing. If there are, let's say, even if it's a small pool, if there are some people we feel strongly about, if we want to start setting interviews, because we will not have had a chance to have read all of them since that's our deadline. Okay, so that's all just food for thought. I'm not proposing a motion there. Okie dokie.
Point of information.
Okay, Janet K., Jim Brown, and Anna.
And so, because there are have been so many technical problems with the phone system, I would like to know that Otis or and or John Almalay will look into what happened with this call. It's a request.
Is there any objection to that? I wouldn't think so. There were several of us that had issues. Okay. Hearing no objections, we'll let Otis know that he needs to see call loop up and see if he can determine what happened so it doesn't happen again. Oh, thank you so much, everyone. And have
point
a lovely
of information.
Week.
Point of information.
No. I know. I forgot. Jim Brown and then the okay. Jim?
Is it possible to send these out, the questions out right away so we have make sure we all have the same correct number of questions?
Okay, yeah, I think Adriana and I will work on that over the weekend maybe. How's that, Adriana, okay?
Great.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay,
thank you.
Adriana,
yeah.
You had a question?
Yes, we said the next two to have 45 minutes, 8:30 to 9:15 open, and starting 9:15 the executive. But how long, how is the length, the executive? 9:15 to what?
Let's see, I have to go backwards. Let's do it.
8 minutes, within minutes, I will translate it.
Oh, okay. 9:15. 15. What's 45 minutes and half an hour?
Well, what I was thinking that maybe to give us 2 hours will be 45 and 75. That is, the first one is 45 minutes, and the second one, the executive, an hour and 15 minutes.
It'll be two hours altogether. No, the executive, altogether 2 hours.
Will be 45 minutes and an hour and 15 minutes executive one. Perfect. I posted just like that. Thank you. That was all.
In other words,
Adriana, your sentence is in the mail.
I saw it. Thank you, Robert. I receive it. Thank you.
Okay. So 10:30 adjournment is what it would be.
Yes.
Okay? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night, everyone. And I got your email, Bob. Okay. Good night.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Jim, thanks for three-way calling. Everyone who did the three-way call.
Good night.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks, Otis.
Oh, yes. Well, anyway, thanks to everybody. Bye.